Pink, A Due South Story by Spuffy Duds, read by Lutzula. Elaine is being all supportive, and we're breaking into the boys' club, sister, and listening patiently to Franny going on and on about weapons training and cramming on Illinois law. But she still can't figure out why Franny was so insistent that they meet right after Elaine's shift. And don't taint out of your uniform, okay? So now they're two rounds of Cosmos into the evening, and Elaine's toes are getting that nice, warm, just tipsy enough stop now feeling. And she's had to give several evil glares to the two guys at the two close next table, who have repeatedly introduced themselves as Jerry and Marvin in spite of the evil glares. And Franny's still not getting to her point, if she has one. Listen, Franny, it's been great seeing you, but I'm kind of tired and... Wait. There's just one thing I need to do, to be all the way prepped for the academy, and I need your help, and you can't laugh, okay? Okay. Let me try on your hat. What? I have this freakish head thing with hats. I look like an alien. But I thought, maybe I've just been wearing the wrong hats, you know? Maybe this is the hat for me. It'd be like a sign. Franny, you do not have a freakish head. You want to try on my hat? Jerry says. You don't even have a hat, Franny says. Is that some kind of influendo? Shut up. Okay. She turns back to Elaine. Okay, let's do this thing. No, wait. She waves the waitress over. Another round first. I don't think I need another. Come on, Elaine, these are pink drinks. They're like Barbie drinks. What's it gonna hurt? After round three, Elaine very carefully takes her hat off, slowly holds it out to Franny with both hands. It feels very ceremonial. Franny takes it in both her hands, lowers it slowly onto her head. Huh, Elaine says. Wow. You know, your head really looked totally normal before you put it on. Oh, God, Franny wails. I look like a lumpy pumpkin, don't I? I look like the last pumpkin left on the farm on Halloween, and everybody else gets to be a jack-o'-lantern, and they're going to use me for pie. I'd like to use you for... Shut up, Marvin. Okay. Pie, Franny says, and takes off the hat. Oh, hey. Oh, don't cry, Elaine says. Waitress. You sure these are Barbie drinks? Elaine says. She's got her chin propped on the table, looking at the world through the pink liquid. Lutely. Barbie is kicking my ass. I had a Ken for my Barbies, Franny says. Cool. He looked kind of like Fraser, with the plastic hair, you know? Yeah, Elaine says happily. And he had a string. And you pulled it, and he said, you're a great girlfriend. Stuff like that. And then his insides broke, and when you pulled the string, he'd say, ooh. And Ray said he needed an exorcism and twisted his head off. Bastard, Elaine says, and pets Franny's lumpy head. After round five, round G, round asterisk, Elaine gets an idea. Maybe it's not a head thing, she says. Maybe a hair thing. Huh? Do your hair up. Diffident. Different. She gets her hands in Franny's hair, but it's too short to do much with. She ignores the weird noises from Jerry and Marvin. Okay, you gotta grow, right? Grow it. And then you can do it like mine. In a chigger. Shinon. Shignon. Maybe help. I don't know how to do that. Franny looks like she might cry again. Shit. Here, Elaine says, yanks at the back of her neck for a while. Bobby pins are hitting the floor. Jerry and Marvin are moaning. Practice on mine. Franny has really nice hands. Teeny, teeny hands. Wiggly in Elaine's hair. Scalp massage. Nice. Not really practicing the chigger, but they can do that later. Nice. Elaine says. Yeah, Franny says. Didn't you ever want, to do this to Fraser, plastic hair, mess it all up. Oh, hell yes. And just plant one, Franny says, and does. Mmm, Elaine says, some more, under her lips. Franny's mouth tastes pink. Can a cop do that? Marvin says, in a strangled voice. In public? She's not a real cop, moron, Jerry explains. They're doing, like, a scenario. The cop and the secretary. I'm not a secretary, asshole, Franny says. She throws some money on the table, grabs Elaine by the wrist, and hauls her out the front door, yelling, Taxi! The end. I'm Litsula, and thank you for listening. This has been a reading of Pink by Spuffy Duds. You can find more of the other stories at spuffyduds.livejournal.com. The spelling is SPUFFYDUDS.